It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. People who eat a strict ketogenic diet are at risk for an accumulation of aged cells in their organs, according to research from UT Health San Antonio. But that's not the main takeaway for the study's lead author, Dr. David Gaius.
The most important finding from our research is you don't see any of those negative findings if you do what we refer to as an intermittent ketogenic diet. And we are very strong proponents of if you're going to do a ketogenic diet, it should be an intermittent ketogenic diet.
So keto is a high-fat diet, and that appears to be not great for the powerhouse of the cell, the mitochondria.
And we think that there's mitochondrial lipid toxicity, some people, if you're on a keto diet for too long. So it's that yin and yang between the good properties from the ketones and the potentially less good properties from being very high cholesterol levels or very high lipid levels.
But if you take breaks, like 4 days on and 3 days off, or 5 days on and 2 days off,
then you can go on a keto diet and get the beneficial effects of it. But then you give your body a few days to reset itself. So when you go back on that ketogenic diet, your body is open to the beneficial effects.
So for the 13 million Americans who are living a ketogenic life,
as we like to say, take a keto break. You need a keto vacation. If you take one, you'll be healthier.
That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.